You think that an infant or newborn baby has consciousness or not? Do you think that an infant or newborn baby has consciousness or not?
Yes.
Yes. Any other question? Answer.
And what do you mean by consciousness?
Consciousness means consciousness. Mind.
Well, it seems that there are many types of stages in the development of consciousness.
That's so true.
Maybe we need to have some type of consciousness in order to develop later types.
Right. But that is the intellectual understanding. After, if you hear the mind or consciousness, then you research what kind of mind, what kind of consciousness we have. But usually we use the term consciousness very vaguely, but we understand it, we accept it. Okay. So that's why I talked about that consciousness. Okay. So if you say yes, any other answer? Everyone accept?
Say no. Say no too.
Well, no. No consciousness. Well, first, if you say yes, I think the baby has consciousness, okay? whatever kind of consciousness, it doesn't matter. You say yes, baby has consciousness. At that time, I think, can you imagine through that answer, you have already a kind of fixed idea. Inside of the baby's life, or outside of the baby's life, or between baby's life, inside or outside of baby's life. Well, anyway, there is a mind, and then this mind is a little bit something objective from a vividness of baby's life. Okay, can't you? Do you understand that one? Well, if you say, I have a mind, okay? Then next you ask, what kind of ask do you want to me? What do you kind of question do you want to make? If I say, yes, I have a mind. Where is the mind? You ask me, maybe. Inside or outside? Between? It doesn't matter. If I say I have a mind, so immediately I and all of you think consciously or unconsciously have a certain ideas, fixed ideas. They're separate from real true reality of my life. So I have a mind. So inside or outside or between or above or beneath. That's my. Is that clear? This is the answer. Yes, you say yes. If there is something fixed inside or outside, it doesn't matter. Then that mind really attached to something. So from that consciousness, you can create attachment and etc. Okay? Because mind itself is already exist for even for a moment, occupying a certain time and space, perceptively or consciously, you already say, I have a mind, and that mind occupies a certain time and space of my life, and then separate from me. then the mind becomes governing your life. Or you want to govern consciousness, something like that. That kind of thing happens, okay? Do you understand? Then, that's why mind, this kind of mind create attachment or not attachment. Or I like it or I don't like it. This kind of things coming up. So if you say baby has consciousness already, next question is, why doesn't baby attach to anything? Newborn babies doesn't attach to anything. Okay? So your answer is right. Is that clear?
I'm not clear how you know that a newborn baby doesn't attach to anything.
Well, I think what do you mean attach means? Attachment is to make something stop.
Well, I mean, there are some babies that are 3 or 4 weeks late and they're so attached to the, they don't want to be born.
Well, it is just a beginning of. Of course, day by day, from moment to moment, his or her consciousness developing and then creating attachment, okay? But we don't know, they don't know. Anyway, actually. Very simple. Law. But for after 2 months or 3 months, anyway, I don't know, the beginning of egocentric ideas goes. But before that, still consciousness is developing. But we don't know yet. He or she doesn't know. So very smoothly, consciousness is just going, okay? You understand? Baby doesn't, that's why I said baby doesn't attach to anything. Is that clear? That's why you feel cute. You feel cute. Because you feel wonderful, beautiful babies. And baby, if you look at babies, how beautiful it is. Don't you think so? Which is quite different from you. You don't feel? You don't feel anything from the baby? Newborn.
I feel babies are very cute, but I still think that they're very attached to being fed and to being comfortable.
Well, which is, that attachment is quite different from your attachment, don't you?
Oh, I like those things too.
But the baby's attachment you mentioned is something seen from your attachment. But I think it is very quite different. You understand? That's why many kinds of level of consciousness appears. So baby's consciousness is very pure anyway. Pretty pure. So you can say attachment, but I don't think it is attachment. But on the other hand, you can say not attachment. Something there. But I don't know. Alright?
Attachment because there's no sense of I? Because I get upset when I'm not fed too, and babies get upset when they're not fed.
Yes. No, the self doesn't come first. No attachment doesn't, it means that the self doesn't come first. This is this is a key point, okay? So, if you say baby has consciousness, do you think it is right?
Do babies have eyes and ears and nose and tongue?
Yes, they are. They have consciousness of tongue, consciousness of eyes, yes. But if you say, according to your perception, okay, what you have accumulated, you say yes, but that consciousness that consciousness you have used is quite different to consciousness which baby has from moment to moment.
But you wouldn't say no eyes, no ears, and there's no tongue about a baby.
Well, if you say no, do you think it's correct answer?
No.
If you say yes, do you think it is correct answer?
No.
Why not? Why do you think it is correct answer? How do you know? Let me know. How do you know? Where is the proof? Consciousness, he has a consciousness. Where is it?
I know when I when I get very hungry and I get cranky, I'm not always aware of thoughts about food, but I know that my attention is focused very much towards getting the food. And I would imagine that a baby would be the same way.
Yes. She seems to be same way but different. Okay? Because she cries. If she feels hungry, she cries. But constantly crying. If you don't feed, but nothing else, just cry. Just cry, flow of cry. What do you mean? Is that something particular? Attachment, with cold attachment to cry or to hungry? Well, something is going. That's why wind comes, just the wind. But the trees move, and the dust is moving. That's it. When the dust moves, and I think dust going up and going to the left, going to the right, it's going everywhere. That's it. So according to circumstances, well, the circumstances means according to conditions factors. Baby's consciousness start to work. And then sometimes cry, which means the dust is going up. Yeah? And then if you feel it, and then the dust is going down, settle down on the ground because no wind. So according to the conditioned factors, circumstances, my mind is just moving, just like wind. So that's why I constantly crying. But it is quite different from your hunger. When you feel hungry, and then I feed you. But that's it. You can stop crying. Maybe. But you remember still crying. You remember still hunger which you had. And also you still remember cry you'd made. Even though right now, right in the middle of stop crying, still you remember. And also, like or dislike coming up toward food and toward circumstances. Even though nice food, but if mothers and fathers are very angry with you, I think you don't accept it. So still lots of things around. It's not simple. So, baby's crying, but it is quite different from your cry. Do you understand? Then, first of all, well, I want to ask you, yes, baby has consciousness, is right answer? Still? still you say right answer? How do you know? How do you know?
I'm wondering how many times, if it is as you say, that baby crying comes up just like the dust and then settles down just like the dust, that seems like it would be a very transcendental, pleasant state. So what would it be that would prompt the baby to develop attachment if originally the baby's consciousness is so pure?
Well, it's not the attachment, it's a deal, which means with the first stage of a movement, okay? And that time you cannot say it is, you cannot put it in a certain names. You cannot name it on it. Because very first stage of movement. Can't you say something is moving, at that time can't you grasp it? You not grasp it. If you put the name on it, immediately it means you grasp it and then see it objectively and put a name on it. This is a process of consciousness, process of your the recognitions. That's what you mean? So, I don't know. What is your question?
If the baby's consciousness is originally able to stay with the first movement of consciousness, then what is it that prompts the baby to go beyond that, to move into attachment, if originally the baby isn't at all attached?
Baby doesn't have attachment,
mm-hmm.
Then...
Then why does the baby become attached? Now why do we have this attachment if, as infants,
no, baby doesn't attach. Baby is just right on the flow of movement. That's it.
Okay. So that must be a very pleasant kind of state for the baby to be
right.
In.
Mm-hmm.
So why does the baby move from that state?
Because the baby is right in the middle of flow of movement. That's why he has to move. Just like a wave. Just like waves.
But how does the baby turn into us with our attachment? Why?
Turn?
Become.
Become.
Why does it change?
Because it is a time and a process and time and space, and when you have a time, the baby grows naturally. And then adult around the babies and fathers, mothers, educations, and then feed lots of food to them, to him, to her, and then consciousness nurtured. So after many times, many ages, and then consciousness grows. That growth of consciousness is quite different from the first present stage of movement of consciousness. So lots of stuff there. Do you understand? That's why babies turn into the adult. Adult consciousness.
It's
because baby's consciousness basically very pure. That's why in whichever to go, it is free. It depends on the human beings around. If you feed them, you can feed many kind of food, red, black, white food, you can do it. Communism, democracies, and education, and lots of stuff you can give. And then if you become animals, babies become animals. Do you understand? There is an example in the past. You know, little girls grows by their, nurtured by their wolf. It is a true story. So baby is completely free from anything. Then that's why you can give anything.
So if the parents don't couldn't have any attachment, the baby could grow up without becoming attached?
If
parents didn't have any attachments, then the baby could grow up without becoming attached?
Maybe so.
But I would think for the baby, for example, not to know not to touch the stove, the parent would have to introduce.
Yes, you can do that. Yes, just go. That's a question. Yes, that's true. That is education. Okay? Mm-hmm. But education is, I don't know. Education is really the great teaching, real teaching to the human beings or not, I don't know. It's questionable. But education is important for us. What is a stove is, we have to know. Okay? This is contradictory, situation there.
Do wolves have attachments?
Hmm?
Do wolves have attachments?
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
Babies are born with attachments to the sound of their mother's voices. That kind of attachment seems like a like or dislike.
That's beyond like or dislike. Constantly, baby's consciousness is free from anything.
Well, when they're born, they can react differently to a familiar sound or an unfamiliar sound. And
yes, it's very, because it's very sensitive means freedom, and then if you constantly give same sound, well maybe it's easy to react to it, it's easier than something else. So that is a growth of consciousness, natural growth of consciousness. So day by day, baby's consciousness is growing. But in the beginning, what I mean is a newborn baby. Okay?
Well, I'm talking about newborn, like an hour old.
Yes.
They will stop their activities and listen to their mother's voice rather than another person's voice. They'll react differently.
Maybe so. Because baby's already knows mother's sound while baby is inside.
Right. Yeah, right. Even if the mother's been reading them a certain book,
right,
they will react to that.
Yes. So that's where education starts. Education for the baby doesn't start after his birth. Before his birth, already education started. Okay? So he or she, newborn babies are very familiar with mother's voice, mother's mind, feelings. Okay? So do you still you believe baby has a consciousness?
You say that a baby has consciousness. Isn't that a dualistic statement in that the baby would have to have a separate sense of self in order to have something apart from that?
I think so.
Sense of self.
Yes, I think so. Dualistic.
So
you don't understand the baby's consciousness, exactly.
So if you said the baby is consciousness.
Baby is consciousness, no. You don't understand the baby's life. If you say baby has consciousness, You don't understand the baby's life, which is really alive. Because if you say baby has consciousness, already consciousness and the baby is separate. And then immediately idea coming up, which of two has the power? Consciousness or baby? So that's the question coming up. And then consciousness has the more power than a baby itself, then mind govern baby's life. Or if you say no, babies govern consciousness. So whatever you say, you don't understand. My consciousness, it is not consciousness. It is not real, the true reality of the baby's life. The beyond, whether the baby has a consciousness or not, baby's alive. That's what I mean. Is that okay? So that's why if you say babies has consciousness, it seems to be right, but it doesn't seem to be right. Is that clear? And also if you say no mind, no consciousness, it doesn't seem to be right too. So finally, what is the question? What is the answer?
If there's a belief in reincarnation, if there's consciousness that goes through life after life, wouldn't the baby necessarily have to have consciousness?
Beyond has beyond the whether it is necessary or not, anyway. Consciousness is already there, but consciousness, it seems to be consciousness. But I am talking about the true reality of the baby's life, which is going on day by day beyond your answer, whether baby has consciousness or not. That you really want to know. For instance, there is a quote, the Zen Master Cutler, Earth, okay? Earthworm. And then the boss moving. And then immediately, monk asks, what you too has a Buddha nature? The same question that I think all of you have a question. Same questions. Do you think what you, because you cut the chicken in pieces, two pieces, but it's still both moving. So what you too has a real Buddha nature. Okay? This kind of question coming up constantly.
Excuse me. If a baby dies and there's a difference between a dead baby and an alive baby. Now, I would say that it was alive and had consciousness. And maybe it's a combination between the body and the consciousness which created something else altogether. I don't know. But there's a difference between an alive baby and a dead baby. And is there some kind of a difference between a consciousness and a body, and then they combine and it makes something else that we're talking about?
Well, according to the Aristotle, I think there is a difference of the bodies and the spirituality there. Consciousness, the spirituality, or consciousness, you can say. And then, but this body is based on the consciousness, consciousness is based on the body. We can say so. But still we don't know. We don't know how consciousness and the bodies become one and working every day. We don't know yet. Nobody talking about this. So finally we don't know. That's why finally we jump. We have a big jump from the other world, this world, and to the other world. So called God, we say. And then God appears in front of us and governs us. So here is consciousness. Here is the bodies. Don't worry about it. Both are same. Always patting your head. But actually we don't know how to. So you can say body is separate from anyway consciousness or spirituality. We don't know. You cannot say so. So that's why, according to the Western philosophers, and anyway, they already mentioned about two. But still, nobody talking about how both are working together, creating life, in peace. Now what? Logically, we don't know yet. But a poor Buddhism a little bit talking about this one. That's why you don't, and you are not familiar with that idea, so that's why you are confused very much. But it doesn't, I don't want to talk about this now, okay? So that's what, simply speaking, Buddhism mentions oneness of the body and the mind. You never separate, exactly. What makes the body and the mind possible to be one, to merge? This is a question. This is a teaching of the Buddhism. What? What makes it possible for the body and the mind to be merged? Okay. This is a teaching of this Buddhism talking about. But anyway. Is that okay?
Is the baby's body and mind merged? Is that something?
Baby's what?
The baby. Going back to the baby.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's body and mind is merged.
Sure. Exactly. Well, anyway, so. Conclusion, as a conclusion, I have mentioned maybe yes or no, don't hit the mark. Okay? But, still questions here. So, what do you want, what we should know? Okay? Here is the core here. So I want to read it. Case the 80s of Blue Creek Record. A monk asked Chao Cho, does a newborn baby also have the sixth consciousness? Yes, yes, the sixth consciousness. Originally it says six consciousnesses. Well, it doesn't matter, but the original text says six consciousnesses. But here says the sixth consciousness. But the original text, I think consciousness includes six, okay? Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, etc., and then mind. Okay? Six consciousnesses. But here says, does a newborn baby also have a sixth consciousness? Chao Cho said, tossing a ball, B-A-L-L, on swift flowing water. The monk also asked Totsu, what is the meaning of tossing a ball on swift flowing water? Totsu said, moment to moment, non-stop flow. Okay? That's pretty good answer. Well, what's the difference between his answer and your answer? What's the difference? Can't you feel something different? What teacher's answer is what? What is the pointing out?
Dynamic function.
Right. Then your answer is what?
Static.
Static. Conceptualized. Is it? What does it mean? What does it mean? You already attached to the words, okay? So your consciousness has a pretty strong attachment immediately. But this teacher knows that the question you have made, but he doesn't attach to the words But he knows something beyond the words, questions you have made. What you are expecting, he knows. Is that okay? Clear? Then, that is his answer. So already, you said, if you are completely tossed away by the words, I think you really attached to the words. Then you answer yes or no, yes or no, or middle, and then confusion. But this teacher says, anyway, beyond the words, what the intention you are looking for. In other words, true meaning of the consciousness. So he points out that one. Consciously or unconsciously, he knows the intention you are making. Right? So immediately he says like this. So what is then the Chao Chiu says, tossing a ball on swift flowing water. This is a swift flowing water, okay? Swift flowing water, and tossing a ball means children play with a ball and hitting it on the ground. What would you call?
Dribbling.
Huh?
Dribbling. Bouncing.
Dribbling. Well, can't you play dribbling the ball on swift flow of river? Never. But anyway, ball touch it, but simultaneously it goes. So baby's consciousness always touch it and then goes. Very quick. Alright? That's why the first present the stage of the movement, it's really first present movement, stage of the movement. It's very quick, but it's touching. Okay? That is a functioning of the baby's consciousness. Well, how can you say it is a consciousness or it is not consciousness? Whatever you say. Consciousness or no consciousness, don't hit the mark. But if you say completely nothing, but it works. So within the no completely nothing, baby's life work. That is the true reality of the baby's life. So true reality of the baby's life is where? Within the concept of the consciousness or within the concept of no consciousness or within the concept of the between, no, beyond completely that conception, there is like it is moving. Where? There is interesting the quotation here. The Lankavatara scripture says, "Birth of signs, being obstructed by grasping, birth of conception, flow thinking, birth of flow." Pursuing falsehood, revolving and flowing. You must get out of the third aspect, birth and flow. Only then will you be joyfully alive and independent. In other words, when your life is alive, there is three kinds of births. Okay, three kinds of births. First one is birth of signs. This is That means being obstructed by grasping. So you can, in other words, the first birth, when you come, birth of consciousness creates the seeing to the seeing form of object. Okay? So that is immediately, if you see the form of the object, and then you create attachment immediately. Alright? That very quickly it goes. That is a birth of sign, he says. That's why birth of signs means to be obstructed by grasping. Next, birth of conception. The first one is to accept, anyway, accept the form, simply speaking. Accept your object. We call feeling, according to five skandhas. Feeling, form, feeling, perception, impulses, consciousness. Okay? In the Prajnaparamita, we say five skandhas. So feeling is first stage of feeling, so complete accept. In other words, see, contact your object. That is a birth of signs, alright? And then, the birth of conception is for thinking, because according to the Buddhist psychology, I think there is a certain process of thinking between subject and the object and consciousness. The sense organs has two meanings. One is the materialistic aspect of the sense organ. On the other end, something more than materialistic sense organs, because it belongs to the consciousness simultaneously. So material, physical, but simultaneously not physical. Alright? For instance, seed. Seed has two characteristics. Material. On the other hand, something more than material. Kind of power, energy, life energy. If you put the seed on the ground, it's material, but simultaneously it grows. So it has a certain power or energy to let it grow. Alright? You understand? So birth of conception. So first one is a feeling, and then next you have conception. So that is analysis coming up. If you accept the object, then simultaneously, according to the process of your cognition, the analysis and the analysis synthesis, okay? Then you create something. So between the sense organs and the sense object and the consciousness, I think sense organ is not only the materialistic organ, but it belongs to, simultaneously belongs to the consciousness. So it's consciousness and material, one, working together. That's why if sense organs see the object, the tape recorder is not something separate from sense organs. Sense organ is characterized by assimilating object with sense organ. Is that clear? So that is a sense organ. But according to biology, biological sense, I think material is material. So your heart is your heart anyway. Your brain stop that death anyway. But actually, I don't know. So brain should be understood only in terms of only the materialistic understanding. Yes or no? Because brain is something, even though brain stops, you know, still life is going. So you cannot say it's death. It's still alive. Well, that's kind of that example, okay? So that's why, according to Buddhist sense, I think the sense organ we call indriya in Sanskrit. Indriya is not a kind of a sense organ and materialistic sense organs. Indriya is broad sense of sense organ. The merging of the consciousness. So very naturally, indriya and the sense organ and the indriya are always functioning as material and also spiritual. So very naturally, it is characterized by assimilating object with consciousness, with object and the sense organs. That's why we see, if I see this tape recorder is already in my mind, in my organs, eye organs, then this is called concept of tape recorder. I have seen. Then we believe it. This is attachment. But a baby is a little different. Accept it, that's it. We don't believe. Babies doesn't believe. Because according to the circumstances, babies are always present from flow of the moment, always. So just like playing with the ball on the swift flow of the river. Okay? So that is a birth of conception. That's why the birth of conception means flawed thinking, no, false thinking, all right? And then next, the birth of flaw. If you say consciousness is just kind of flow of energy, okay? If you understand that consciousness baby has, then you say attain enlightenment. You become just baby's life. Okay? So you say wonderful. Just like a bird. Bird's consciousness is very quick. Instinctively. Something more than you, your consciousness. So you are very impressed by the birth activities. Same applies to the babies. So if you understand the consciousness, they like a baby's one, then a doctor says that is attaining enlightenment. Because you are very wonderful, your life is moving just like a baby's. Okay. So that is called birth of flow. In other words, like the other day, I mentioned flow of experience according to the book Beyond the Boredom and Anxiety. Flow of experience. Okay? But flow of experience is wonderful, but still here, that author obviously mentions about the human action, flow of experience. But he doesn't say it is real praise and it is a great, wonderful life there which make our life really stable. Still something separate. He doesn't know how to be there. In other words, he or people, usually people understand the flow of experience through the experiences. Okay? And then, still flow of experience is something objective. But we are not present right in the middle of flow of experience. You don't play. You don't play with a ball on swift flow of river. Our river is always stopped, just like a floor. So you can play. That is called I experience flow of experience. Then I attain enlightenment. Wonderful, wonderful, you excited. That is. But Buddhism says you have to live right in the middle of flow of swift flow of river. Impermanence is not concept. You have to be exactly present with it. That's pretty not difficult because it seems to be difficult because we have our life is always trained like that. Seeing always something objectively. So even though you understand it, still that understanding is something separate from your real life.
When you talk about you have to be present right there in the soul, the you that you're talking about, is that attention? Our attention has to be? And if it's attention, then in my mind I think, I need to make some effort to control my attention, to focus my attention, to be just there.
Yeah, more than tension.
Not tension, attention.
Oh, no, excuse me.
Attention.
More than attention. But more than attention means behind attention. What makes attention to live, to be?
Yeah.
What is that?
Is there some kind of a focusing? Is there some kind of you can? Is there something you can touch?
Yes.
You can focus and you can
control it. Yes, that's true. But first of all, I want to ask you what to make it possible for attention to be made.
I don't know.
You don't know. Most of people don't know. Okay. Most of people don't know. That's why. How do you know that something you don't know? But it is exactly exist. But we don't know how to approach. That's why we say here is attention. Here is a concentration, something like that. That is a place where you can be. Right? That's through the attention, then you have to approach to what? Attention? No. Or no attention? No. Something more than attention or no attention. Which means, which make it possible for attention to be made. That is always mentioned, okay? Is that clear? So, this is a kind of playing, be present on the flow rivers, flow of river. Okay. You exactly be there, constantly. But it's very difficult to know what it is. That's why there is a form, attention, or intention, and concentration, effort, six parameters there. Okay. Without those stuff, there is no way to approach. But it's there because We are made possible for our life to be alive. Exactly. In other words, there is something which make my life alive beyond you don't know or you know.
So the concentration models are like, that's on the way. And
yes.
We don't know what's after, so that's enough already.
Yes, that's enough. That's why let's concentrate on the breathing. But obviously, if I say concentrate on the breathing, you are really involved in the concentration or not concentration, or between. Okay? You are interested in. But nobody knows. Nobody pay attention to something beyond the concentration or not concentration. What to make it possible for concentration to be made. So what is it? What is it that make it possible for concentration to be made?
Is it a progression of refinement of the concept of it, or it's not a pot all of a sudden you get it outside,
is it? It is a very minute concept, germination of a conception or ideas. So still, if you really be present, still consciousness working minutely. That's why you can still analyze it. So that's something you don't know what make it possible for your attention to be made. We don't know. But still, if you reach to it, we know. Because there is a minute function of the consciousness. So you can see. That's why you can analyze. That is Abhidharma culture. Abhidharma is really amazing, analyzing. So, briefly speaking, that is called birth of flow. You are just right there. But still we know. Because you say birth of flow. Still you say flow of experience, how wonderful it is. So it is something more than concept, but still we experience. That's why we say flow of experience. Which makes your life alive smoothly. Okay? So that is a wisdom, obviously we know. We know it. But a very minute function of the consciousness. We can analyze. By what we can analyze your actions, your life. Behaviors. That's interesting. If you are still continually practice zazen and your consciousness, you can see that how minute your consciousness working. That's why the more bodhisattva becomes careful to deal with their life, but the more the bodhisattva knows how wonderful enlightenment they have reached, the more they become careful to deal with their life. Because they know how minutely consciousness is working. Okay? But main purpose of bodhisattva life is constantly be there without the analyzing of objects in minute way of consciousness. That is bodhisattva's practice constantly. That's why next he says, you must get out of the third aspect, birth flow. Right? Only then will you be joyful, alive, and independent. So still, so that's why that book, and Beyond the Boredom and Anxiety, doesn't mention this point. We always emphasize how wonderful flow experience is. So you should excite. You should have excitement with that experience. Because it is something which makes your life alive. Okay? So you always attach to it. So whatever you do, you try to experience it. That one. Okay? Fine. But it is not final goal. You must be free from it. And then flow of experience really make something which make your life alive because exactly be there. Okay. Because while you are knowing something where you are. It is already something where you know creates some boundary, not boundary, boredom, not boredom, boundary, chuckle.
Border?
No. Boredom. Burden. Burden. Okay. Because it's separate. For instance, I am concentrating on breathing. So I know that breathing. Okay? So at that time, breathing is separate. Right? That breathing really something. So that's why you play with the breathing, concentration over breathing. I'll be checking how is your breathing. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It's morning. It's gone. And then, it's not fine. So you have to take it back to you. So all this we are playing. So if you know something, it is something interrupt you. Because it is a birth of conception. Right? And then you say, don't worry, Karagiri, just be on the floor of concentration. Okay, that's it. So you just, whatever happens, mind concentration on breathing. Don't play with automatically, you know. Don't play with a machine. Automatic concentration. Don't worry. Just be there. Concentration. Concentrate. And then I say, oh, how wonderful it is. Okay? We attach to it. So at that time, I know something wonderful, so called flow of concentration. Which makes my concentration really alive. Okay? Then I attach to it. I want to keep it. But actually, I cannot keep it. Because I was working change. So, but there is no other way to experience real flow of concentration through the form of concentration. So that's why we say concentrate on the breathing. Then we are always trying to get the form of concentration, good concentration or bad concentration or between. But main purpose of concentration is to know to be exactly flow of concentration. Behind the word, beyond the words. So go concentration or not concentration, okay? Which makes your life really high. That's why you says this is, but there is no other way to concentration. That's why we concentration. That's a little complicated there. Form of concentration is simultaneously beyond the form of concentration. It is one. Two works simultaneously as one.
Is it important what we concentrate on?
It seems so.
So it's more than just the beginning of concentration really is fine.
Well, concentration, if you don't want to concentration, it's fine. But it's very, without concentration, it's very difficult to organize your life with the body and the mind as one.
So is it better to concentrate on breathing rather than mantra or visualization?
Well, visualization mantra is something extra from separate from you, coming from outside. So mantra, visualization is something created, something extra. But breathing is simultaneously, it's your life. Connected with your physical situation and also mental situation, spiritual situation, simultaneously.
So breathing is like a mantra.
If you say it's a mantra, just like mantra.
I've been mantra for so long, I'm trying to understand what the breathing is about.
Yes, breathing is just like mantra. It's very, not mysterious, wondrous. Because it is life, physical life and spiritual life. That's why I say indriya. Okay? So, and also he says, the three kinds of the birth when your consciousness comes into existence. Okay, three births, three kinds of birth. Okay, and then. Point is, you have to be free from birth of flow, then you will be joyfully alive and independent. This is a real point. Okay. Then next, there is the question asked Yang Shan, how is it with you, disciple Qi? In other words, how are you? Okay. How are you? Kui Shan says, how are you, Yang Shan? And then Yang Shan said, are you asking about his perceptive understanding or his active understanding? That's really important. And then if you ask about his active understanding, I don't know. If you ask about his perceptive understanding, it is like a pitcher of water being poured into a pitcher of water. If you can be like this, you can be the teacher of religion. Okay, do you understand? Let me read that again. If you ask about his active understanding, active means no separation between concentration on breathing and you. Your life is exactly concentration, still explanation in the world is separation. So real life is concentration, that's it. That is simultaneously your whole life. But if we are all separated, means concentration and karagiri. Karagiri is very difficult to settle karagiri in concentration because of the separation. So, point is exactly be there. In other words, karagiri must be active. When the karagiri is really active, right in the flow, swift flow of concentration, I don't know. I don't know the concentration. Is that okay? I don't know. Because you exactly. That is active understanding. So if I say, how are you, Yang Shan? Yang Shan says, what do you want? Ask me. You want to ask me about the perceptive understanding or active understanding. So perceptive understanding is, yes, I am fine. What makes it possible for you to be fine? Still question going on and on, all the separation. That's why one pitcher is there, the other pitcher is there, and pour the water into pitchers constantly. Okay? We always do it. How are you? Fine. Next day, not fine. If I say I'm fine, what's fine is? Your questions. So always say if I say I'm fine, for what? And then if I say I'm fine, what are you doing? You know? What make it possible for you to be happy? The fine is a real point which makes your life happy or not? Lots of questions because of the pouring water into another pitcher. So dualistic. But active understanding is exactly, I don't know. Okay? But okay, this is he mentioned, so if you ask about his perceptive understanding, it's like a pitcher of water being poured into a pitcher of water. If you can be like this, you can be the teacher of religion. Means you can be a master of yourself in whatever situation you may be. Exactly, you are you. You can sit down exactly where you sit. Exactly. But if you don't, if you always understand, if you always ask yourself about perceptive understanding how category is. Fine or not fine, this is perceptive understanding. At that time, I cannot sit down exactly stiffly. But how do I reach perfect stability of being present right now, right here? I don't know how. That's why there is a certain form, so-called concentration, or form of sitting right now. And then don't play with a form of sitting. It is good or it is bad. Don't play with it. All you have to do is you have to play with a ball right in the middle of swift flow of exactly being sitting. So that is active understanding. At that time, you don't know what you are doing. But still, minute function of the consciousness there. So you must know. Very minutely. That's why you must be free from flow of birth. You must be free from. So that is the final goal, so called Buddha stage. Okay. In other words, final goal, what Bodhisattva make is seeking for. And then when the Chao Cho said tossing a ball on swift flowing water, he was already turning smoothly, very naturally. When you toss it onto swift flowing water, in a blink of an eye, it's gone. It's gone. Okay. As the slang of the scripture says, looking upon from afar. Swift flowing water is tranquil and still. If you see it in the distance, swift flow of water is very calm. Just like a Ganges River looking at the far in the distance. Ganges River seems to be quiet and still. But if you come closer and closer and be there, it's moving. So, you said that's why looking upon from afar, swift flowing water is tranquil and still. An ancient said, in a fast flowing river, the currents of water never stop, and they are unaware of each other. All things are like this too. So if you are right in the boat, and you don't know each other, when you exactly one with the boat. You don't know exactly, but you don't know is you don't know. But you don't know is not something you don't know, but something you can know. How do you can know? So go, I feel wonderful. Something like that. Then, if you know something right in the middle of we don't know, you can express simply, wonderful, just wow. So, it comes from form. It's form. You can form something. Okay? Or sometimes silent, just be quiet. This is also expression of your life as a form. Okay? And that meaning of Chao Cho's answer is completely similar to these quotations. The last paragraph says, although a baby's sixth consciousness says inactive, nevertheless, from moment to moment it doesn't stop, but flows on like a hidden river. Flows means a flow of swift river of the water. It's just like a hidden river. You don't know. But what you can know, a form of river, swifting fast or not, it is a form. But behind it, there is a hidden river. That hidden river is not something hidden, but it's really something alive. So, that's why he says, but flows on like a hidden river. Of Totsu's answering this way, we can say that he profoundly discerns oncoming winds. Okay? So, Totsu's and also Chao Cho's answer is always pointing out something beyond the words, what you try to ask. So he knows already. And asking, how are you? So I have to answer to this, attaching to the word, I say fine. But still, what the main point of my question, how are you, is pointing out beyond, something beyond my word. How are you? Means something beyond the words which makes it possible for my life to be alive from moment to moment, exactly, non-stopping. So I say, fine, but next moment, I'm not fine. Whatever I say, that's completely fine. If I accept my life exactly perfectly, I'm fine. At that time, I know coming the wind. So that's why he says we can say that he profoundly discerns oncoming wind. So whatever you say, are you okay? Fine. Next day, are you okay? You are not fine. But whatever you say, in whatever situation you may be, you must discern oncoming wind. At that time, you are exactly fine. this is a meaning of consciousness baby has. You have any questions?
Yeah, to get out of the first flow, everything that I've heard you say sounds just like stay in flow.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of coming out and then looking at it and being attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's staying in. So I would interpret what you're saying as you're saying stay in flow is being beyond the birth of flow. But I don't. Is that what you mean or not?
Yes, beyond birth
and
flow.
So flow is beyond the actual being in flow, which you can't say anything. Then that is beyond the birth of flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing else but flow.
Nothing else but flow. But nothing else but flow, you have to say something, something because people ask you. Because you have to express your life. Right in the middle of flow, there is nothing but flow. Okay? But you have to express your life. When you express it, you can form your life. That is a question of, that's very complicated. Okay? Because the human consciousness always involved in a form of expressing your life. So we forget completely before you have formed your life. Okay? That's why Saddhama Pundarika says when you are born, you completely forget your past life. That's why Saddhama Pundarika always try to remember you of your past life from where you come. Even though you don't understand it, always the Saddhama Pundarika teaches you like that. Okay? If Saddhama Pundarika stop talking about this one, we are completely crazy. You know, about crazy about the flow of experience.
Okay. What is the text that you've been reading?
Huh?
What is the book, the textbook that you've been reading from today?
Brooklyn Finkel.
Ushi. Does a baby have concentration?
Well, beyond the concentration, see, your baby itself is beyond the concentration, or not concentration, except fitting into exactly from moment to moment.
Okay, because you described it as a baby's consciousness would be like coming upon an object and meeting the object and then going off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want.
Well, more or less, we do too. Okay.
Okay.
Don't you think so? You do too. More or less. Meaning, let's go. Okay. It's there. But still, let's go. That is extra. But baby is complete without let's go. Just that's it.
Okay, well, that's my question, because I'm wondering how, if one's consciousness was like that, okay, all the time,
mm-hmm.
how would one have any direction?
That's why you cannot be the baby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be the baby, and also you cannot be an adult.
A what?
Adult.
An adult?
Yeah.
Okay.
But you must be baby right in the middle of adult, grown up. And also you must be a adult right in the middle of baby. So you are baby? No. You are adult? No. So that's why if I say, you must be just like a baby, so then many people misunderstand it. So let's be baby. That's a great big problem. that human adult creates miserable, creating nuclear weapons, and they say crazy. And then you say, let's become adult for getting babies, you know? And then there is no hope. No hope, no warmness. All is very cold. Do you think so?
Yeah.
So how can you be? That's the question is, you must be adult right in the middle of baby, and also you must be a baby right in the middle of adult. How can you do it? This is a question. So you have to do this, then you have to go. So that means already consciousness working. Okay? So you can ignore this one.
Say that again.
You have to see, you have to feel the object.
Okay.
And then consciousness works. Okay? You cannot ignore this one. So already there is a movement of consciousness. If you see, if you contact with the object. But question is, how long you should be there? Okay?
Okay.
That depends on you. How long? How long you should stay with that?
With the object.
Opportunity, yeah, object. As soon as possible, that's why I say, as soon as possible, you have to leave. As soon as possible,
yeah.
You have to leave.
Yeah.
That's what I can say. So it depends on the individual. So for instance, I say, let's go, okay? Then you can leave immediately, or I can say, let's go. And then, well, and go. And then some people say, let's go. And then, well, there is something I want to do. And then they go. And then somebody say, let's go. And then say, well, Karagi said like that, but I'm questionable. I'm doubt. It must be something wonderful. So start to research. And then you leave. Many kinds. So baby is complete. That is just tossing the ball.
Mm-hmm. So the baby part of it, when talking about the consciousness, the adult consciousness in the baby consciousness, not baby consciousness in the adult, right in the middle, right? The baby part of it is that you do connect, that you do touch that object. Is that what you're saying? Mm-hmm. And really experience the object. Okay.
Is there any point in understanding the process by which you stick? Instead of flowing?
Stick.
In other words, we have a tendency not to flow. So is there any point in, with understanding with real precision the process by which we stick? Or is it just that we should just try to flow?
Well, I think in order to understand the stick to the floor, that's what you
need. Stick to anything.
Well, stick to, yes. Understanding to, standing stick to, stick to anything, okay? There is a unique way that if you want to understand that stick to the anything, okay? Stick to anything must be denied. That is a unique way. So you cannot affirm it. Stick to anything is due to human tendency of life. At that time you are affirming. That is, you are what to say. You are going to the hell of stick to it. So if you really want to understand the meaning of stick to anything simultaneously, as soon as possible you should be free from it. That is our practice. Well, now in Zen, general Buddhism always mentioned. So that's pretty hard. That's why always we question over there. Your question is the meaning of affirm.
You said not to affirm. So they have to not affirm.
Mm-hmm. Affirm means affirmative, to be affirmative.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then you said you know not to say not to affirm.
Then that's why more or less we are going through affirmative attitude of consciousness. That's why as soon as possible you have to live affirmative tendency. You have to live. Why do we have to do? Because we are already right in the middle of process of affirmative tendency. So unique way of understanding of real meaning of affirmative tendency is you have to live. And then you understand real affirmative tendency. Well, that's why we are always going hell into the affirmative. Finally, we don't know what's going on there. Scared, that's why we always holding it. But there is no other way. That's why we have to, if you really want to understand Dogen Zenji Mason's to learn the Buddhism is to learn the self. To learn the self is to forget the self. Why do we have to forget the self? But this is a unique way to know who the self is. It doesn't mean to completely ignore. Because all the self is there. But if I say forget the self, immediately you hate yourself. That is not good attitude towards human life. So you have to accept it because it's already there. But accept it, and then how do you take care of? This is a question of hope. This is a practice for us. You can't immediately ignore or wipe out. The more you try to wipe out, the more self that comes into existence conspicuously. More and more. Finally, it's become ghost. That makes you crazy anyway. So that's why next Dogen then said to forget the self is to be confirmed by all living beings. Did you understand? We are scared, but that's why we hold it. But at that time, there is no way to know who you are. even though it seems to be difficult anyway to let it go, anyway, accept it, let it go. How do you take care of it? How, the question, how do you take care of it is, let it go. One of the practice of letting go. So we try. And then if you do it, even for a moment, if you let it go, then the self, to forget the self, is to be confirmed. To be confirmed by all sentient beings that you are coming up, you know, in the universe. So very clearly you can know who you are. That's Dogen Zenji Meisong's in Genjo Koan. Very simple sentence. Then finally he says, to be confirmed by all sentient being is to let the self and also others be free from themselves. In other words, to be confirmed by all sentient beings is great power, great energy, great whole personality, which makes you and others be free from their suffering. In other words, you can really help. You are just the present, really helps. But it's very scary for us. Sit down. For instance, sitting is very scary for you, don't you? Sometimes I felt, and basically not now, in the past I felt scary because it seems to be a wiping out myself or disappears. It seems to be disappearing. Because you can experience, you know, no knowing, no conception of the self and zazen you are doing, nothing. So finally you feel funny. And also there is no way to how to explain what the zazen is, so that's really scary. Well, any other questions?
Sticking back on something. If the man wanted to say stay in flow, I think he would have said stay in flow instead of saying you must come out of the birth of flow. So I suspect there is a difference.
Flow and
you said come out of the birth of flow, and then I couldn't hear anything different, so I said, well, it sounds like you're saying just stay in flow, don't come out. You said yes. But why didn't he say that, if that's what he meant? Why does he say to come out of the birth of flow instead of stay in flow?
Well, I think stay with the flow is includes, you know, that come out of the flow and being with the flow, being present with the flow. So whatever you say, staying with the flow means exactly, you know, the shift of legal water. So that is something active, real active, dynamic. And then within this, you can form it because you have to manifest yourself. Because there is no way to approach it. That's why we are always interested in the making of form, so-called art, and something, architectures, and so-called, generally speaking, human cultures, and Buddha statues, and the pictures of Buddhas itself. So, in many ways, it's coming up, many things coming up from that basis. That's why I say, in order to understand the real flow of being present with swift water of river, well, how can I say? Just stay with it. But just stay with it, it's not attached to it. So that's why coming out negative way, I have to say. Because that is real way, unique way to understand flow of experience through negative expression, so-called coming out. That point doesn't say, that point never be explained by that book, you know. That book means beyond boredom, anxiety. They already explain how wonderful flow is.